Defenders of Wildlife and fellow members of the Everglades Coalition will be holding the first annual Everglades Action Day in Tallahassee on Tuesday, April 9th. The organization invites supporters to join its members in traveling to Tallahassee to speak with legislators about protecting the ecosystem as well as Everglades-related legislation that is currently making its way through the Florida legislature. For more information about this topic, I spoke with Lori McDonald, Florida Programs Director at Defenders of Wildlife, an organization that's been working to protect America's wildlife since 1947. Here is a portion of that interview. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Really appreciate it.
So before we go into the legislation, what was the impetus for holding the first annual Everglades Action Day this year?
Well, last year, the Florida legislature adopted April 7th as Everglades Day. It's the birthday of the woman Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who lived to be well over 100 years old and is kind of the was a great champion of the Everglades and brought great recognition to it. So that's why it's around this time, and the reason we're having it is to have people come to Tallahassee to speak with their elected officials and voice their opinion about the importance of the Everglades for so many different resources.
What other kinds of things can attendees expect to see, hear, and participate at the Everglades Action Day?
Well, we will be having a press event, we'll be having a reception, we'll be familiarizing people who probably don't get to Tallahassee, maybe have never been to Tallahassee to speak with their elected official, familiarize them with the process and with the very matter of how do you get around the Capitol, you know, from one part of it to another. We always say, wear comfortable shoes.
And you mentioned that they will be speaking directly with legislators. How will that work? Will it be a press conference or sort of a one-on-one type of meeting, or how will that work?
One-on-one. We'll actually might say three-on-one or something, because we'll be asking people to go with a couple of others and teams to go meet with their legislators, those who represent them from in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and to meet with those that are their own direct representative and some that are also from the region around them. We hope that they will be able to each in the meeting with the legislator convey their personal experience and opinions and the reasons why the Everglades is so important, that we restore it for the water, for the wildlife, for the whole, all of the ecosystem functions that help support all of us.
What are the particular pieces of legislation that Defenders of Wildlife plans to address at Everglades Action Day?
The primary thing that we'll be addressing is the funding for Everglades projects, for land acquisition, for water cleanup projects, for overall for restoration, for responsible growth and transportation planning throughout the greater Everglades area. There, the funding is just essential, of course, to getting the projects done that will restore the system, restore water supply for, I think it's a third of the people of Florida that depend on water resources down there. For wildlife, there are numerous, both federal and state, imperiled species, rare and threatened species that make South Florida their home. So what the people visiting their legislators will say or will be asking for is for funding of Everglades restoration and those other kinds of projects.
And is this funding tied to any particular bills in the legislature, in the House or the Senate currently?
Well, they are. There is, of course, the main budget and the allocation appropriations in the main budget. And there are bills that are affecting Everglades, the percentage of funding that different constituencies need to be responsible for, whether that's the public or whether it's agriculture. The bill addresses timing of when payments are needed to do the restoration, the water quality, and so forth. Our main message will be about, please provide the funding needed to carry out these important projects.
And as we mentioned before, some citizens that are concerned about the Everglades might not be able to make it up to this event. What can they do to get involved?
Write or call your legislator. write a letter, write an email, make that phone call, and let them know how important the Greater Everglades system is to you and to future generations. We depend on it for our water supply, our drinking water. We depend on the system being healthy and not polluted. We look to it for wildlife, the health of wildlife populations, to restore. I mean, the beauty of, think of the beauty of the bird life that lived in the Everglades many, many years ago, and how depleted that is, and can we restore that? Can the Everglade kite come back to health? Can the wood stork come back to health? It can, if our legislators will help by funding these projects that are so important, and the legislators need to hear from people. So get in contact with them and let them know how you feel, how you think.
And we'll be keeping an eye on how this legislation develops. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we go?
Thank you for covering this subject. The Everglades is really America's Everglades. In fact, it's of planetary, it's of global importance. This wetland system is unique in the world, and the restoration project is the largest restoration project in the world. And we can do it, but we need to be sure the funding is there, the projects are properly carried out, and citizens need to say so.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. McDonald, for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
For WSLR, I'm Tyler Whitson.